We are in the Sivo Shalom on Sfiras HaOmer. We're on the third piece on Sfiras HaOmer. It's in the additional volumes in volume Bet on page Shin, Yud, Zayin, Ma'amar, Shlishi, Tafkid, Yimei HaSfira, Shinoi HaMahut. That the whole purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to change our whole essence, to change our whole being. We are in such a supercharged, amazing time of the year that often gets overlooked. It's between two huge, massive holidays of Pesach, which we put so much time, effort, and energy into, and Shavuot, where we receive the Torah, and it's so exciting, and there's so much to put into there also. And we know that there's this concept of Sfiras HaOmer, which links Pesach to Shavuot. We know that we're supposed to count, but there's got to be more to it than that. But that's all we really get into, is like the counting, and maybe you heard a little bit of halacha shmuz about like, yeah, well, you know, you have to count every day, and do you meet today, do you say a bracha, do you not say a bracha, that's all amazing, and that's all important. But what is sphere about? Like, to prove to God that we can count to 50? Like, is that's it? You ever think about that? Like, every night, like, oh, tonight is 11 days in the Omer. I counted right. Tonight is 11 days in the Omer. Like, okay. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu was like, well done. You're totally ready for second grade. Like what's the Inyan of Sfiras HaOmer about? You ever ask ourselves that? And this is like one of those times, like the times that I really like to get into, like the Tu B'Shvat time of year and that whole time of Shovavim. And this time of also Sfiras HaOmer, there's so much going on beneath the surface that we hear a little bit about it here and there, but there's so much going on in terms of what it means to come out of Pesach free and freely choose to forge myself into the person who can actually be Mekabel the Torah. And that's what we're doing during this section of the year. That's what we're doing in this time of the year. We're building ourselves into those who can truly receive the Torah. Let's see what he has to say. He opens up and says, quotes the Psukim in the Chumash, which bring out the reality of Sfiras HaOmer. Usfartem lachem imocharat ha-shabbat, miyoma v'yachem et umar tenufa v'chulei. You will count for yourselves from after the Shabbos, which Chazal clarify means you will count from yourselves starting from after the first day of Pesach. Tisperu chamishim yom. You will count for yourselves 50 days. V'ikravtem mincha chadasha laHashem, and you will bring a new mincha. You will bring a new mincha offering to Hashem. Tzarich leva'er, says the Nesivo Shalom. We have to explain. Siyuma pasuk. What does it mean? V'ikravtem mincha chadasha laHashem. You will, at the end of Sfiras HaOmer, at the end of those 50 days, you will bring a new mincha. You will bring a new korban to Hashem. It seems to be connected to the next pasuk. Mimoshivotechem taviu lechem tnufa shnayim. Meaning, after the 50 days, you'll bring a new mincha offering. But that's not the point. Why are we bringing a new mincha offering at the end of the 50 days? Because it's Shavuos. So that's really the Shavuos offering that we're bringing. So he's saying, why does the Pasuk say, count for 50 days and then bring a new offering? That part about bringing a new offering should be the beginning of the next Pasuk. You'll bring a new offering when you go and bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. That offering, who cares that bring the offering at the end of 50 days is about Shavuos, not about Sfiras HaOmer. So why is this new offering in the pasuk about Sfiras HaOmer and not in the next pasuk where it belongs in the pasuk about Shavuos? Lomar shemincha zo mevi'im min hachadash v'achar kach haya ra'oy. Lichtov zot pasuk shel moshavotechem taviu. Again, it should have been in the next pasuk. Ubidenichtov pasuk shel usvartem lachem. And the fact that it appears in the pasuk of you shall count for yourselves 50 days. Mash is a kashur lina sfira. It seems to be that this ability to bring this new mincha, this ability to bring this new korban to Hashem, where is it coming from? Somehow it's coming from Sfiras HaOmer. Why is that? How is that? What is that about? Odi shvavair. We also have to explain halashom omer hatznufa. The fact that it's called an omer of waving, meaning, what is, as an aside, what's the whole basis of this thing? Sfiras HaOmer, there's it's an amazing time of year. There's so many layers here. Sfiras HaOmer, where does it come from? The name seems to come from the fact that we brought a Korban HaOmer on the first day of Sfira. What is the Korban HaOmer? You take an Omer, which is a measure of barley, the day after Pesach, and it's brought as a Korban to Hashem. Why do we do that? Because basically you have all of the new grains that start growing in the fields. You're not allowed to use all the new grain that grew until when? The day after the first day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, or its second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, the day after Seder night, you go and bring an offering of barley, and that's what allows us to eat from the new crop. Eat from the new crop of grains. That's called the Omer. The Omer HaTznufa, this Omer wave offering that allows us to eat the new grains. What's weird about that, again, what does that have to do with Sfiras Omer, the counting of 50 days? Sure, we do that offering on the first day of Sfira, but after that it seems like it would have no relevance to Sfira at all. But that's where it gets its name from. Sfirat Omer, the counting of the Omer. What is the Omer? That's the Omer. The Omer is the Omer of barley that we waved in order to eat new grain. What's it do with counting 50 days? How is that Sfiras Omer? That's what he's bringing out here. Odiously, we have to understand that it says Omer at Tnufa. There's this Omer of waving. Tnufa means to wave. It's a wave offering. When they would bring certain offerings, they would wave it in all directions. Shne'emarkam, which it says here. V'chein b'shtei alechem. So too, when it brings up the shtei alechem, which are the two bread offerings that are brought on Shavuos. Ne'emar lechem tnufa. There are bread that are waved. There's this emphasis on waving these korbanot. V'im ki matzinu inyam tnufa gam b'shar korbanot, haribibet elu b'myuchad nikra korban atzmo al shema tnufa. While there is waving by so many other korbanot, these ones are defined in Chumash as being wave offerings. It becomes part of their identity. Why is that? Why is the waving so significant to these offerings at this time of year? U'bevaday yishtam adavar, there must be something to this. Next paragraph. So v'yesh la'avin, so we can understand this, let's begin to get into it. Al pisha piresh maran, Adonino Moreno Rabbeinu Beit Avram Zechulin Halido B'Shem Aviv V'Chulei, as the Slonimer said in the name of his father. In the pasuk Adamu V'Hema Toshia Hashem, it says, "Man and beast will God save." What is that? What's being brought out by that pasuk? Shiramez Alavodat Me'Asfira. So the Slonimer's father, the Slonimer before him, he said that this pasuk of Adamu V'Hema Toshia Hashem, man and beast will God save, that's hinting to the avod of Sfiras Omer. How so? Ki ata Omer b'tchilat me'asfira. When at the beginning of Sfiras Omer, hey viu mise'orim. Like I said, you bring an Omer of barley. We start with a barley offering. Shem ma'achal behema. That barley is primarily given to animals. Barley is more of an animal food as opposed to wheat, which we use to make bread, which is more of a human food. Again, we're much more diverse in how we eat nowadays. But barley is primarily used for animals, and wheat is primarily used by people. And when we start off for this new grain, for this new season of grain, what do we start by bringing? Dafka, barley, which is for animals. Ushtei halechem, but the two breads that we bring on Shavuos, at the end of Sfirat Omer, hayu michiti machal adam, that's brought from wheat, which is primarily human food. The reason for this is that when we were in Mitzrayim, Hayu Yisrael b'chinat behema, we were on the level of a behema. In Mitzrayim, we were like animals. K'ma'amar Chazal, as Chazal say in the Medrash, ala pasuk, lakachat lo goy mikerev goy. We mentioned this Medrash many times in Seder Vav, and also here, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu literally took us out, like putting his hand inside the animal to help give birth to the baby animal inside. He delivered us on the contrasting background of Mitzrayim. We were birthed on the contrasting background of Mitzrayim. See, Yisrael b'Mitzrayim ki ubar b'me'ea behema. That Klal Yisrael b'Mitzrayim were like a fetus in the womb of the animal. Mishukaim b'tum'ah, totally immersed in the tum'ah of Mitzrayim. Totally immersed in the spiritual impurity of Mitzrayim. It surrounded us, it fed us, it was who we were before we came out. Mikol Avraham, on all levels of being. Ukimavar b'sefer be'er Avraham, and the sefer be'er Avraham says, she etzias mitzrayim lo hayita yichola liyot al yidei tarat amidot. The be'er Avraham says that etzias mitzrayim was not able to be through us purifying our midos. Kevan shayitas kizoa toavot hamidot shelo hayu yicholim lahatzchil etaherotam. We were in such a lowly place. We'd been so infested with the tum'ah of Mitzrayim, the spiritual impurity of Mitzrayim, which we'd grown up in. We'd been there for 210 years. We'd been in Mitzrayim, we'd been living there and taking it in for generations already. That tum'ah was a part of us. There was no way to purify us while we were still in Mitzrayim. Again, like the baby still inside of the womb of the mother. V'agi'ula ha'ita rak mikoach emunah. So where did the ge'ula come from? The ge'ula didn't come from us being tahor. The ge'ula didn't come from us purifying ourselves. It didn't even really come from mitzvah. We had two mitzvot to help give us a little bit of a push. Dam Pesach, we had the Pesach offering. We did bris milah before we left. We did something to be able to get out. But where did the geula come from? It came completely from emunah. Emunah we had. But anything beyond that, we were totally tamei. We got out because we had emunah. Emunah is the beginning of geula. Emunah is what gets us out of Mitzrayim. But we didn't. But that's all we had. We were tamei from beginning to end. Chazal say that it's only in zchus of emuna that we're able to come out to redemption. It was only after we left Mitzrayim. We don't start Sfiras Omer on Seder night. We start Sfiras Omer on the night after Seder night. Because what happens on Seder night? What happens Seder night? Not a trick question. Thank you. Seder night is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Once we've left Mitzrayim, once we're no longer within that reality of Tum'ah, what comes next? Now we can start working on purifying ourselves. That process begins the night after Pesach night, the day after the first day of Pesach, the day after Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're redeemed by Emunah. Emunah brings us redemption. But once we're redeemed, then we have to become, we have to create ourselves into the reality of purity that's truly necessary for what it means to be a Jew. And that starts the day after. Once we've been triumphed, then hitchilu yemei ha-sfira. Shema tkufat tarat amidot. It's a reality of purifying our midos, purifying our attributes, purifying our character traits. Uvahi tapchu v'hitalu b'bchinat beimal b'chinat adam. And that's when we transform from the level of being, from the level of being a behema, the level of being a behema, from the level of being an animal, to the level of being a human being. We totally and completely transform. When we're in Mitzrayim, we have emunah, but we're mamash behema. We're in a physical land. We feel that physicality. We feel the impurity of being immersed in that physicality. We start out like a lowly animal. We're a lowly animal on the first day of Sfira. 50 days. Day after day after day after day. Step after step after step after step. Level after level after level after level. One at a time. Hayom yom echad lom. Hayom sheni shlishi v'chule. However it's phrased. One step at a time, we go through the process of purifying ourselves on every level of being, and that only happens the minute after Yitzias Mitzrayim, to move from animal to human. Asher zoat kufa kedosha shel yemei asira. This is this holy time period that we're in. Again, this supercharged, spiritually supercharged time that we're in. This holy time that we're in. To transform our reality to an entirely different reality. Because animals can't receive the Torah. It takes a ben adam, a real human being, to receive the Torah. And so we're forging ourselves into the humans that deserve to receive the Torah. So let's step out of it for a second and let's give it some context. Okay? What's happening here? What's happening here? Had to have one of those when we get that. So if you open up a sitter, see the name of this here? I'm sure he is in some level, but Peseder, let's get into it anyway. If you open up a sitter, it's actually fascinating. Many Siddurim like to shy away, especially Ashkenazic Siddurim in particular, like to shy away from anything that even hints upon issues relating to Kabbalah. But if you look, let's say you even open an art scroll sitter, if you look where it says what day that day is, it has a lot of other things written there as well. Anybody have a sitter on them? Yeah, thank you.
Perfect, excellent.
Yep, right, so take a look in it. You take a look in one of these Sidurim, and you will find it's an updated art scroll. It's a fancy art scroll. Okay. Right? So if you look here where it has the chart of all the numbers of all the days, it's interesting. Afterwards, there's also words that correspond to them. So today's 11. So ayom echad asayom shim shivu echad v'arba'im ba'omer netzach shebigvura. First day was chesed shebechesed. Lag ba'omer is coming up. That's hod shebehod. What's going on there? So what's fascinating is it's one of the only times where like there is an admission and a recognition of the fact that there's something here dealing with more deeper Kabbalistic concepts. Everything is always underneath the surface dealing with these inyanim. But it's more overt here in Sphira, which is fascinating, that it really comes out that way. What's happening here? According to, again, basic, simple structures as we can understand them in Kabbalah, we've talked about them here a few times, we've talked about them in Seder Vavik more extensively on our level. There's something called the Sfirot of the Midot. What does Midot mean? Character traits, right? Midot are character traits. So these seven Midot that, let's say, in Seder Vavik we've been talking about all year, Midot are character traits, and there are seven of them. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut. There are seven of these Sfirot or Midot. These seven Sfirot, on one level, are the foundations or the building blocks of everything that is, and internally, on one level, everything that we are. To give it a little bit of context, the seven Midot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates them, and they're the seven ways through which God rules over and guides his world. And since we're built in the image of those seven Sfirot, or seven Midot, they're the seven characteristics, the seven character traits that we're supposed to rule over and guide our own internal world. We're meant to live by these Midot. But these are the foundations of everything. How many days were in creation? Shockingly, seven. Each one corresponding to a Sfira. It's the foundations and the building blocks of everything. But if so, if it's true that these are the foundations and the building blocks of everything, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut, then what has to be the foundations of this created thing called Chesed? Those same seven. Meaning, even though there are seven fundamental building blocks of creation, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut, those have to be created out of something also. What are they created out of? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut. And it goes on infinitely. And it's again one of the few times in the year where we more overtly deal with that. How many weeks are there in Sfira Sa'omer?
Seven.
So what is each one going to correspond to? One Sfira. The first week is Chesed. The second week is Gvura. We're in the week of Gvura. The next week is Tiferet, etc. for the 7 weeks. But when we're dealing with Sfira Ta'omer, when we're dealing with purification of the self on the deepest of levels, I don't just need to purify my reality of Chesed. This week, I don't just need to purify my reality of Gvura. I need to purify every aspect, every element, every nuance, every detail of my Mida of Gvura. What happens? Well, let's do it the other way. How many days are there in Sfira? 50, but we don't count these, so we have 49 days that we count. The 50 that is Shavuos, 49 that we count. 49, of course, is 7 times 7, meaning each one of the 7 having all 7 details. So in the first week, we go through all the details of Chesed, and you can follow along. It's in your Sidurim. That's what's happening here. The first day of Sfira is the aspect of Chesed, Shebe Chesed. The second day is the aspect of Gvura that's in Chesed. The third day is the aspect of Tiferet that's in Chesed. The next day is the aspect of Netzach that's in Chesed. And so too for all 7 days of the week, so too for all 7 weeks. And again, it's amazing. It comes out even on the English side of an art scroll. And they very, very, they more often than not like to shy away from the Kabbalistic stuff. You can't get away from it here. In fact, if you read so beautifully, for those who say Sfira, and I highly recommend saying it, meaning some women are knowing to say it, some women are not knowing to not say it. You certainly, if you don't want to say a bracha, there's definitely no reason why you can't count. But if you're saying it anyway, to get into it a little bit more, oh, wow, see, Nice. In the updated Art Scrolls, they put this in a box. Like, if you want to say this, you can. This is all the cool stuff. If you want to say this, you can. The old versions, they didn't do that. We're updating. We're getting more in line with the Art Scroll tradition. Good. So it says, this little Ribono Shel Olam on the bottom, here it bring out the beauty of what the psalm is about. I'm not going to read it. I wish I had time to read it in Hebrew. I'm going to read it in English. Just even hear what it has to say. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. Again, this is the tefillah after Sfiras HaOmer. Hear it. Hear what's coming out in the terms of this time of the year. You commanded us through Moshe. It says Moses, but I mean, come on. It commanded us through Moshe, your servant, to count the Omer in order to cleanse us from our klipot and our tum'ot, from all of our tum'ah, all of our contaminations. As you've written in your Torah, and it quotes the pasuk about Sfirat HaOmer, Sfartem lachem mechorat ha-shabbat miyum lachem ha-tumra tenufa, sheva shabbatot tumot tiyena. We do it for these 7 weeks. Ad mechorat ha-shabbat shi'itzru chamishim yom. Why are we doing that? The Ribono Shel Olam just jumps off that pasuk of counting 50 days and says, hear the words, this is key. So that the souls of your people, Israel, be cleansed of their tum'ah. Therefore, may it be your will, Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers, that in the merit of the Omer count that I counted today, may there be corrected in whatever issues I have, I've caused in this sphera. And then you say the sphera of that day. You note it and you focus on it. May I be cleansed and sanctified. The English doesn't do it justice. May I be cleansed and sanctified with the holiness above. And through this may abundant bounty flow in all the worlds. And may it correct our lives, spirits, souls. Mikol sigu figam, yazir, as sediment and blemish. From all of the issues inside. May it cleanse us and sanctify us with your exalted holiness. Amen, Selah. This is Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is not going to who checking if we can count to 50. Every day I'm noting the day and we're counting the details. It's all about counting the details. Can I take this from? Thank you. It's all about counting the details. Pesach night. What does the word Pesach mean? Passover. Literally to pass over. Because God passed over our houses. Great, there's a whole other level there. On Pesach night, you're able to pass over levels of Avodas Hashem. You can jump to whatever level you want on Pesach. That's one of the depths of the spiritual meaning of Pesach. We can jump to whatever spiritual level we want. What happens when you do that, though? You can jump as high as you want, but if you jump too high, what happens? You fall flat on your face. So what happens the day after Pesach, the day after Yetzias Mitzrayim? What do we start? Why do we start Sfira? I got a taste of what I could be. I jumped so high, I touched that light, I touched that inner depth. On Pesach night, that's who I could be. And had God not given me the opportunity to pass over Pesach, to jump, to skip levels, I could never have known that I could reach so high, that I could achieve so much. But that's not real. Things that are real don't come as gifts. Things that are real don't come for free. In real life, you don't get to skip levels. So it's part of the system that I then come back down. And then I start sphere aware. I don't jump anymore. What do I do? One. Two. Three. Four. Step by step, intentionally, one at a time, day by day. I take every single step necessary to achieve becoming that person who now I know I can become. I check every single level of my inner being. I check my chesed by shebechesed. I check my netzach shebegvura. I check my hod shebeyisod. I check my malchus shebegvura. I check every part of myself. And I elevate it into the person that I'm meant to be. I'm elevated to the person that I truly can become. This time of Sfirat HaOmer is the most spiritually charged time of year to be able to create within myself whatever reality I want with work. Daily, consistent, structured, progressive work. One step at a time. One day at a time. One count at a time. It's the beauty and the depth of Sfirat HaOmer. That's the reality of the time we're in. We can take ourselves from just being an animal just being a bunch of flesh and blood and bone, a physical being in this world, and reach inside and instead ignite our human side, which is our midos, ignite our human side, which is who we choose to be, not be like an animal where their body rules them, not act like a human animal whose body rules their choices, and instead elevate myself to become a human being, a true human being, where I take the reins of those midot. Like we said, just like God uses those midot to guide and rule over the world, I grab my own midos and I guide and rule over my own inner world. I purify my midah of chesed and choose when to give. I purify my midah of gvura and choose when to hold back and restrain. When is it too much? When is the right amount? When am I doing it for me? When am I doing it for the other? When do I need to stop? When should I go? When do I connect? When do I hold back? Who do I connect with and in what context? Who is the person that I want to become, and purifying every stage of the way to get there? My inner world is comprised of these seven components, and those seven components make up the vessel that is me. And what we're doing over Sfiras HaOmer is we're rolling up our sleeves, to the elbows, rolling up our sleeves, right? And digging in to the insides of myself and getting rid of all of that tuma, all of that gunk, all of those issues. Anger, jealousy, kavod, strife that we have with other people, strife that we have within ourselves, chesed, gvura, tiferet, etc. I clean out all that gunk. And why? Because once I remove all of that stuff and beautify the outside and get it totally ready, what do I have left? This beautiful empty vessel. Why does that matter? Because what happens on the 50th day? That's the vessel where the Torah comes into. And as much space as I clear out for the Torah, that's how much Torah I will receive on Shavuot. That's my personal Kabbalat Torah on Shavuot. If I forge myself into a human being, which means making myself into a vessel for godliness, to the extent that I do that, that's where all of that comes in. This movement from Behema to Adam, this cleansing of the Midos, of coming out of Mitzrayim. God miraculously, yes, God miraculously takes us out of Mitzrayim. And now it's my job to take Mitzrayim out of me. Two totally different processes. God takes me out of Mitzrayim, but I have to take the Mitzrayim out of myself.
Okay, let's go back into the text. It's maybe a line or two back, but going back inside, we're towards the bottom of the first column. Asher zeh tafkira kadosh shel yemei asira. This is the whole goal, this is the whole purpose of Sfiras HaOmer, meaning, and the goal of Sfiras HaOmer isn't to count. And even it's not even just to count up to Kabbalah Torah. And like, again, it's a beautiful idea, and it's true that yes, we're counting up because we're building our anticipation and we're getting to Kabbalah Torah. That's all great, but that's not good enough. There's always more depth. And what's happening here is, and we haven't even scratched the surface, but even just pretending to scratch the surface, what we're doing is we're purifying all of these seven levels of our internal world. This is the true goal of Sfiras HaOmer. La'afoch et ha-mitziut shelo le-mitziut chadasha le-gamrei. To transform my reality to a totally different reality. I'm becoming somebody new. I'm becoming somebody pure. And Sfira doesn't magically do that to me. There's a beautiful sefer called Usfartam Lachem, which is, again, if you have the ability to read simple Hebrew, Usfartam Lachem, it goes through every single day of Sfiras HaOmer, simple Hebrew, and it brings down from a Kabbalistic perspective, but in a simple way. It's very, very beautiful. Meditations on the day and essence of the day. Highly recommend it. But he says, but the idea is there, it's not just to count and build that anticipation, but again, to understand, to meditate on each day. If you don't understand the reality, at least meditate on the fact that it's one more day, and how am I taking things one step further? Transforming myself on every level of being? If I'm able and I have the ability to actually read inside and to learn a little bit, to dafka fix that day's thing? In the beginning of that sefer, so he brings his introduction there is actually, it's really, really beautiful. He gives background in terms of the background of sfira, the halakha of sfira, and then he says, okay, what's it about? He says, in this time, he says, what it would take normally hundreds of days to do. Normally it takes hundreds of days to do. You can do in 49. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu built into the spiritual fabric of this time the ability to transform yourself. It's built into the very fabric, spiritual fabric of the time itself. Yeah.
Isn't
that a gift then? Yeah. No, it's not the same thing. Meaning, if God literally rips us out of eternity, God's saying, I'm not doing it for you. I'm giving you the form. If you want to fix yourself, now you can in the most impactful of ways, in the deepest of ways, but you still got to do it. He creates the form for us. He gives us that extra capacity, potential, but we have to actualize it. And transforming a midah. He talks about there also, in the Sfartan Lachem, he talks about like Rebbes who spent their whole lives on one midah. Really, really true interchange. It takes so much time and effort. But to capitalize on these days to make strides that we could not make in the regular days of the year, that's what the time of year is about. It's tremendous. Ki yefshar lahagia lekabalat haTorah, because again, we can't get to, what are we doing this all for? It's during Sfira to get to Kabbalat haTorah, to get to the receiving of the Torah. Because a person can't receive the Torah unless we're bichinat Adam, until we're truly become a true human being. Right, these spheros are also connected to different parts of the body. Again, we're built in the image of the spheros. Chesed is the right arm, Gvura is the left arm, Tiferet is the spine, that's like, is the right leg, Hod is the left leg, Yisod is the reproductive area, Malchus is the kli that holds them, Beseder. But it's all, meaning we're purifying every aspect of ourselves. Why does this map onto the human body? Because one, it does, and number two is because it's emphasizing the fact that we're built in the image of the spheros. We're purifying every inner level of our being. We're elevating every part of ourselves. We're transforming ourselves from just, again, from reality. And so many people in the world walk around like animals, just following their base desires. If all you do is follow whatever your body wants to do, whatever your body wants to eat, whatever your body wants to drink, whatever your body wants to touch, whatever everybody wants to sleep, if all you do is follow your bodily desires, if you're an animal, you're no different than an animal. To be mekabel the Torah, you need to forge yourself into a kli called a ben adam. We need to make ourselves into a ben adam. What is a ben adam? Somebody who has ownership over their whole being. Whose body doesn't control them. They are in control and tell their body what to do. What we talked about so much before Pesach, you choose whom you serve. You don't just thoughtlessly serve your body. I intentionally utilize my body to serve a higher purpose, to serve a Kadosh Baruch. That's a ben adam. That's a human being. That's expressing my humanity. Ulefi ha'amor in the Faresh HaKatuv, based on this, we can understand the pasuk. Usvartem lachem imocharata Shabbat. You shall count for yourselves from after the Shabbos, meaning from after Pesach. V'ikravtem mincha chadasha la'Hashem. And you'll bring this new mincha to Hashem. Kemo shekatuv ha'kliyakar, shemincha chadasha hi remez lekabalat haTorah. That what is this mincha chadasha? What is this new offering? That's the Torah itself. The receiving of the Torah. Shne'emar alea b'chol yom yiyeh be'inecha charashim. That it says about the Torah that it should be new in your eyes every day. Top of the next paragraph, haTorah. How do I receive the Torah? How do I get this to this Mincha Chadasha? Why is the bringing of this new Mincha connected to Sfiras Omer and not Shavuos? Because what allows me to bring this new Mincha? What allows me to bring this new offering? Meaning, what allows me to see this new level of Torah? What allows me to receive the Torah new, fresh, for a whole new year in a way that I never experienced it before? If I go through Sfira. If I transform myself into a Ben Adam. If I elevate who I am. If I cleanse myself of my Tumot. If I make myself into a vessel to receive the Torah. Then I can have a Mincha Chadasha. Then I can receive a whole new level of Torah that I never saw before. We'll talk about this more in other contexts. I think it's the time to say this. We have a very short kayitzma. A little bit less light, a little bit of a fire under your very, very sleepy cells. right? I know you just got off and you just got off the plane and you're jet lagged, but like, we have a very short Kayetzman this year. It's only a few weeks. To recognize, I think it's one of the most incredible things. It strikes me again every year, and I'm like, it's amazing that there's this farce that's emphasized in Shana Aleph, but in every year of our lives, which is, we come to Israel for the year, and we grow, and we soak in, and we gain all of the Torah that we're going to need for our lives. And then we celebrate with Shavuos, and then we go out and take that Torah into the world. That's a beautiful narrative. I think it's totally flawed. What do we really end the Shana Aleph year on? Sfiras HaOmer. What's Sfiras HaOmer? Preparation for what? To receive the Torah. So when do we actually end Shana Aleph? Having prepared to receive the Torah, because now it actually starts. This whole year was Sfiras HaOmer. Every year is Sfiras HaOmer. This year wasn't the year of Torah learning. We end with the humility to say, I spent all year preparing to become a person who now, that I'm on my last day of Shana Aleph, now I can start learning Torah. Think about it like that for a second. I spent the whole last year, and certainly the last 49 days, to prepare myself to Im Yirtzeh Hashem be the person who can receive a Torah. Now I can go out. Now I can start. And to recognize that, it's the beginning of a journey. And that every year, whether it's in Shana Aleph, every year, whether it's in college and I'm working to go to Shirim when I can go and have morning seder when I can have morning seder, whatever it is, and I work, I'm continuously bringing in Torah, but then I'm going and start, okay, I learned a lot of Torah this year, but that was me on a lower level. And now I go through 4 days of Sfiras HaOmer, what happens? I elevate myself and I get a whole new Torah that I never had before. And I'm so excited to spend the whole year unpacking this Torah. And then I get to Sfiras HaOmer, what happens? But I'm such a lowly level. And I raise myself up and I cleanse that vessel and I make more space and I receive a whole Torah that I never saw before. Again and again and again. And that's what we're doing here. Purifying ourselves to be able to receive that Mincha Chadashah, to receive that new reality of that Torah that's coming to us on Shavuot. Let's see if we can get through this last paragraph. Od Yesh Lavin. We also can understand another aspect to this concept of Mincha Chadashah La Hashem, of this new offering to Hashem. That the main avoda during this time of Sfiras HaOmer lead kadesh kibriya chadasha, to mamish build ourselves anew. To take ourselves from being an animal to a human. V'zehu perush, and that's the meaning of the pasuk. V'ikravta mincha chadasha, to bring a whole new mincha. Shal yidei avodat ha-sfira, that through the avoda that we do during Sfiras HaOmer, we transform ourselves to be totally new beings. Umirumaz v'roshei tevot, it's hinted to in the Roshei Tevos. Mincha chadasha. What is the Roshei Tevos of the words? Mincha chadasha. Memchet. Moach. The mind. Shebazei yitron ha'adamin ha'beimah. What's the difference between us and animals? We're all physical. We all need to eat. We all need to sleep. What's the difference? The moach, the mind. We are able to think. We're able to be spiritual. We're able to be elevated. Ki abehima in la da'at. An animal has no da'at, has no mind of its own. It has no depth of intelligence. V'shilton achomer, and it certainly has no rulership over its physicality, like we talked about. V'ativiyut sholeit alav, and its physicality rules over it. V'ilu ha'adam u'bal moach, but a human being has moach. We have a mind. Moach adat u'misugali yot tamid tachat l'shon adat. We have the ability, we have the potential to let our intelligence, our spirituality, our ruchnius, our elevated side, to let that rule over every moment of our lives if we choose it. V'al pizen avin ma'amar, maran, as the Slonimer says, she'ikara tikunim b'yemei ha'sfira hi ha'shabbatot. That the main things to fix, because it's always the ikar for the Slonimer, the main things to fix on Sfiras HaOmer are the Shabbases. Kidichtiv, as it says, Sheva Shabbatot Timimotian. It should be 7 complete Shabbases, 7 complete weeks. Shelachol apachos haShabbatot Tiana Timot, that at least the Shabbos should be Tamim. Seder? The Meachar Sheikar Avodah Shelimei HaSfira Hi Liot Briyah Chadasha. This is the goal of Sfiras, to make ourselves totally brand new. Hare Azmana Mesugal Biyoter Lazeh Shabbos Kodesh. The main time for this to really do, to stop, And to actually have the capacity to do that inner work and to reflect and to grow and to explore and to realize who I am and who I want to be and to bring that out. Dafka on Shabbos, at least on Shabbos, that should be able to come out. Ki b'Shabbos Kodesh mitchadeshet kol ha'briya l'briya chadasha. Because why on a deeper level? Every single Shabbos, what does it give birth to? A whole new week. The whole week gets its call from Shabbos. Shabbos is all about creating a whole new reality. And so as I come into the, as I experience every Shabbos, I'm bringing out a whole new reality within myself. A whole new reality of a whole new reality of chesed, of gvura, of tiferet, dafka this year, where it lines up. Where the week is a full week. Right? The first day of the week is chesed sheba chesed. The first day of the week is chesed sheba gvura. That we're giving birth to a whole new week of each midah that's coming out of the previous Shabbos. And this, we can also become a totally new person. And therefore, Shabbos is the most misugal time to do this. But on the whole, what is he saying here? Sfiras HaOmer is a time to transform ourselves. It's a time to transform ourselves. We just went through Ben Azmanim. And it doesn't matter, Ben Azmanim or no Ben Azmanim. Let's say you didn't have Ben Azmanim because you're in college, you're in graduate school, you're in life, wherever it is. You went through even Pesach. Over Pesach, Baruch Hashem, being with home with my family for 2 weeks straight, I am so much more aware of my inner flaws that I need to work on now than I was 2 weeks ago. Any of you who went home, I'm sure even more so. But we're aware in that time when we step away and we step back into a different mode. We go back to the place that we came from. We go forward. We go to the families that we have. To dig down and to look inside and say, okay, there's a lot of flaws here. Who do I want to be? Who do I want to be on every level of my being? And what is it going to take to get there? Am I willing to put in that work? There's a concept. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Derech Eretz precedes Torah. This is the time of Derech Eretz. Sfiras HaOmer is the time of Derech Eretz. To become the Jew who can receive the Torah. It's Kadma LaTorah. It comes before Torah. Because the Jew who I am is who receives the Torah. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. It's one of the reasons why I expect the Pasuk that this comes from. Because everything in Kabbalah has to be rooted in the Pasuk. Right? It all has to come from the Torah. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, where does it come from? Lecha Hashem Ha. Gedula, va'givura, va'tiferet, va'netzach, va'ahod, ki kol v'ashamayim aretz l'cha Hashem ha'malacha. When do we say that? It struck me 1 year. When what? Meaning right before? You read the Torah. Meaning we read the Midos before we are mekabel the Torah. Even every single week. Every time we take out the Torah, we emphasize derech eretz kadma l'Torah. It has to be that way. Because that's how the Mepharshim, that's how the Rishonim, that's how they describe when there's Kriyas HaTorah. It's actually really powerful. They describe that the Torah is there, and one person, there's supposed to be at least two men up there at the Bima, one who's reading and one who's following along to make sure that everything's read right. One is representative of God, and one is representative of Moshe, and it's you're experiencing there in that moment, you're experiencing Kabbalas HaTorah. That's what Kriyas HaTorah is. We're supposed to feel like we're at Har Sinai. So what do we do first? Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. What are we doing now? Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. It's famously brought out. What are the two? What really divides? What's that sort of highlighted point in the middle of Sfira? Lag BaOmer. So how many are before Lag BaOmer? Not a trick question. How many are before Lag BaOmer? No, because Lag is a 32. Lag is Lamed Gimel is 33. There are 32 days before Lag BaOmer. What is Lamed 32? Lamed Bet. What word is that? And then there's 17 days left, which is Gematria Tov, Lev Tov. The goal of Sfiras HaOmer is to build a Lev Tov. Somehow we transform from the Lev part of Sfira at Lag BaOmer to the Tov part of the Omer. We come out of the Minhagim of Avelus and we move on to the whole next level of Sfiras HaOmer. But look at this. There's so much. There's so much to talk about. But the idea here is to build that Lev Tov, to get into that Derech Eretz, to forge myself into that Jew who I want to become, because that Jew and only that Jew can receive the Torah. We're not in downtime, chas v'shalom, between Pesach and Shavuos. And we're not even cleverly counting up to 50 to get to Shavuos. We're going through an intense process of self-purification after Yetzias Mitzrayim to remove the Mitzrayim that's left within inside of us and to build ourselves into the pure Jews we need to be with the vessel to receive the Torah. That's this time of the year. It's amazing. It's supercharged. There's so much potential. B'shachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to tap into that potential, to recognize our flaws, to realize that we can overcome them, to give us the power to overcome them, and to forge ourselves into those vessels that will receive that Torah to guide us for the whole next year. B'shachem by all of us.
Amen.